So I have a whole new space to be whole in as a result of being here. I mean, the gift of all of you has been amazing, but the gift of Marilyn has been particularly powerful. So without further ado, let's welcome our special Marilyn.
Thank you for that. What an honor. Oh, I wasn't going to carry this up here with me. You want to put this on the chair for somebody if they need it? Okay. Well, it's really an honor to be here. And when she asked me, I was thrilled. And then I says, but what am I going to do? And she says, well, I just want you to tell your story. And when I walked up this morning and saw the sunshine and the Olympics, and then we had strawberry crepes, blintzes in the eating, and then with Linda in this wonderful program, let's give her a hand. It doesn't get any better. She's been talking about tapping your soul's inner wisdom and trusting and using that information and receiving it to affect your life, and that's exactly what I've done. She's been a big inspiration to me, and a lot of my, between Henry training me for past life regression and the trainings I've gotten from Linda have been literally changed my life. Since she wanted me to share about where I came from, my book's over there available in the bookstore, and I want to read a few of the poems out of it. I'm working on a book right now, which is the methods and some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you in just a few minutes of what I've learned since all of this started. And so that book's coming along, called Secrets to Life and Living, Let the Real You Out. But this book is Roses Have Thorns, and it starts out with childhood crises, and the first poem is called Pretty Baby. Notice me, Mom. I'm hungry, hopeless. Why do you ignore my crying? Stop the battles with Dad. It's like I'm beat too. Help, no one's here for me. Tell me I'm safe, you'll protect me. Will it spoil me to hold me? Say you love me. Everything will be all right. Something's missing besides eating dinner each night without my father. Our tidy house by Green Lake deludes the neighbors. The coats you sew cover my loneliness. Other girls long for my red ice skating outfit with a matching hat, jacket, skirt, and wide whale corduroy. Nothing else matches. It's not my fault I have the measles. Don't leave me in this black bedroom like a prison. Open the door and pull off the blanket covering the window. I want to see outside, read a magazine. Speak to me. Answer my questions. Is this your life or mine? Rags in my hair keep me awake at night. You demand perfect curls. I'm a doll on a couch in the living room. My new frilly pinafore, black patten Mary Jane flawless, My new frilly pinafore, black patten Mary Jane's, flawless ringlets disguise my lack of worth. Companies all around, will they speak to me? Controlled like a monkey chained to an organ grinder, you mandate ballet, piano, flute lessons to complete your soul. My performances never cease. Your blessings never arrive. I keep tap dancing. Am I as good as Shirley Temple yet? Thank you. And there's some more about my childhood. And then of course, I married what I was used to. And moving on through the book, it's called Abuse and Bondage. Where is my life? What's going on? He hollers, demands all trinkets, cash are his. I don't understand. With others, his charm fills the room. A congenial smile for them. Temper tantrums at home for me. Violence escalates, interspersed with expensive trips. Addictions are symptoms of something worse. Too painful to explore as he massacres me inside and out, deeper into despair. No resolution in view. Harassing, hurting, homeless smiles mask my fright. His tirades intimidate. He chases me through the house like a punishing parent. Ropes of bondage are raging vibrations that lethally saturate the rooms with his flaring fireworks. What did I do to cause this hell? What's wrong with me? Will it change or is it etched in granite? Pollyanna at work, torment at night with my presence Torment at night with my persistence to fix everything. Hope it will go away. I wish for laughter. Remain with the master, die or escape to survive. The answer propels my feet. I need to run faster. And the illustrations are my own in here. And so they have little quotes and wisdoms underneath. This one says, chip away at the parts that aren't you. And it's about a sculpture. But there's different kinds of drawings and illustrations. Finally, when I got to the point that I needed to have some goals to move forward in my life, and I didn't have a clue what that meant, I literally took an Al-Anon book, read it one morning, and provided myself with what I thought was what I was trying to go to work towards in my life, and it's called Vision, A New Me. Total acceptance of myself means the opportunity for reality. Unconditional love grants my own gentleness, caring. Courtesy lifts my dignity, sees value. Tolerance understands favorably my mistakes, errors. Self-esteem believes in confidence, guides my sharing, my life. Sharing my experiences, feelings, creates life's happiness. Many interests bring a fulfilling life, helping others through their strife. Spirituality generates peace of mind. Worth knows the purpose for my birth.